This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On Tiwi.
Ray Rowe.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Leah Remini.
That was troubling. Let's also say good evening to Mr. Don.
It will not be the winter of discontent.
And good evening to myself.
I'd still like to cancel Salvia for this one.
Now, we just brought it up. We might as well go back and revisit it. You want to hear what DiPietro and Rothenberg actually said about Don?
Yeah.
You know who helped me on Saturday morning? Don.
How does Don help you?
Well, because there was a question. What manager has won more than 2,000 wins, 900 wins with two separate teams in a World Series? And I was going over and I got a text from Don and it said, how about Bruce Bochy?
Oh, of course it is. I could have told you that immediately because that's the dirty little secret about Don LaGreca. That's his favorite baseball team.
The San Francisco Giants.
Oh!
So you're calling Don a fraud?
Well, no, I don't think, because Nancy watches every game. I don't think he misses an inning of the San Francisco Giants.
You just called Don a fraud.
Oh, that's fine.
Is what you just did.
Yes.
You think, say it. I think Don LaGreca is a fraud Mets fan.
Bet.
Say that!
Hold on, let me just say this. I would have bet every penny I own before I even heard what you were going to tell me that when you said Don helped you with a baseball question regarding a manager, that it would have been Bruce Bochy because of his love of the San Francisco Giants.
Really?
Yes.
So then do you believe Don LaGreca is a fraud Mets fan?
I think Don LaGreca watches more Giants baseball than he does Mets baseball.
But that's not the question. Do you think
ipso facto,
he's a fraud Mets fan?
Ipso facto.
So you won't say it because you know that'll get repeated on their show, but you believe Don's a fraud Mets fan?
I believe, I'll say it right now, Don is a fraud Mets fan.
Wow. He had every opportunity to just hold his ground and say, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he watches the Giants quite a bit. But instead, Don, he showed you the kind of friend he is. He showed you the kind of person he is.
Well, I don't need his approval. He can think what he wants. If I can give some content to the morning show, great. But how he feels about me as a Met fan, I don't care.
No. Let's jump into the most important news of the day. It's, of course, time for the Russell Wilson Watch.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Russell Wilson Watch.
Mr. Unlimited.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is over here braiding your hair.
Yes, the typical boring robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
That's what goes on with you. Let's get it.
Now, of course, the Denver Broncos and the Jacksonville Jaguars, I would say, I'm trying to think of the physical comparison. Do you guys remember the characters that Billy Crystal and Carol Kane played in Princess Bride?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's this game.
Amazon should change their name to Repug Prime.
It is a repug vehicle, but it's going to be a great broadcast because you got the Leaves. You got Dan Orlovsky, and is Riddick on it too?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What a team that is. So they'll do a hell of a job, but it's a disgusting game. Anyways, Russell Wilson was
it's
asked.
It's like in the best team to broadcast thumb wrestling.
I would say thumb wrestling in this case, Don, could be more entertaining.
Okay.
Let's hear from Russell Wilson talking about his plane ride to London.
I don't really get jet lag too often. You know, I've traveled enough to get, you know, kind of get my system down. But for me, I was on the plane the first 2 hours. What was it, 8 hours flight here? That's the first 2 hours I was watching the film, watching all the cut-ups and everything else. And then for the next 4 hours, I was doing treatment on the plane. I was walking up and down the aisles. Everybody was knocked out. I was doing high knees and working on my legs and everything else, you know, making sure I'm ready to rock.
So that would annoy you if you were on the plane, Peter.
I can't imagine it's something I would have.
But if he's doing high knees, he's not waking people up.
It's not the waking them up. It's trying too hard, bro. Everybody he passed that was sleeping that woke up are like, ugh, this guy.
Nozzle.
Now, I was told a story earlier by Anthony Pusick, who claims this story is real and from The Athletic. I'm looking right now. Anthony, are you 100% sure this story about Russell Wilson is true?
No, I don't know that it's exactly true.
Well, it's not from The Onion or The Sports Pickle.
The Athletic is pretty reputable.
Yeah. It's on that. You're okay to repeat an Athletic story, and if it's wrong, it's on them. If you do a Sports Pickle story or an Onion story, it's on you.
I know, but I need to read it on The Athletic myself. I didn't. I see a recap from The Athletic.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, he's Dan Rather.
I take these things very seriously.
Right. Listen, after what happened with TMZ today, what does it matter what you do?
It's a great point. We worry about Don. We worry about Don killing off people, but no, TMZ is doing it. So, you know what? Before I say anything about Russell Wilson, Anthony and I will dig in, and I want to make sure, before I tell you this insane story, that it's actually true. It felt sports pickly to me. Let's move back to the Yankees. We spoke to Jeff Passan earlier and asked, is Judge done in New York?
If I were to give a definitive answer here, it would be wrong, because I honestly don't know. I would love to have emerged from this story saying yes. I'd say I probably left the story and the reporting and talking with people a little bit, a touch less convinced. But that's because the story ran after they got absolutely trounced in the ALCS. I think if he wins, it's unquestionable that he's coming back. And I still do believe at this point that he's going to, because I think one thing that I really took away from this story, he is an incredibly loyal person.
But like I said to Jeff, you know how incredibly loyal people are. They expect it in return. Right? Jeter was loyal, right, Michael? And look how offended he was when Brian Cashman was doing his job and negotiating with him. So he expects that loyalty in return. So I don't know if him being loyal necessarily guarantees that he's going to come back. He's going to expect it in return with dollars and cents.
I really think it comes down to money. I really do. I mean, because money is the way they all judge their worth against each other. So he looks at Trout at $36 million and says, I'm a better player. I want more. I think it's going to come down to money. Because I think he could have gotten by on 7 years, $213 million. But he bet on himself because he thought he was worth more than that, and he had the right to do that.
Right.
So I think it's going to be about money. Now, the big question is going to be, what if the money is similar? Who does he choose? Like if the Giants offer him $1 million more a year, would that be enough for him to say, I'm leaving the Yanks? Only
probably
time will
not
tell.
But, you know, if we were talking, we all kind of came to the figure of, you know, $40 million a year for 8 years. So how would the Giants counter that? $45 million for 8 years, or would
no,
they go $40 million for nine?
Yeah.
And then would the Yankees go there? And then would the Giants go to 10? Sounds like the Giants are just going to continue to raise that paddle and try to outbid.
And then when the Dodgers are playing too, that's scary.
Very scary.
Well, we also asked Jeff about any other factors that could affect Judge's decision.
He really, really values loyalty. He values starting something and finishing it. And I think he feels like in New York, what he has left is unfinished. But there are also other parts of his life that are being tugged at. I mean, you saw his family traveling around the country with him during the home run chase. And the idea that he can be an hour and a half away from them and that they can come and see him in San Francisco whenever they want has to be an incredibly alluring thing. And, you know, I think I put it in the story. If he wants the trappings of New York without the traps of being a Yankee, he could go to the Mets. Now, I don't know that the Mets are going to be particularly aggressive with him necessarily, but maybe the trajectory of their winter changes depending on other moves.
I have a fraud question.
Go ahead.
So Jalen Hurts is a quarterback for the Eagles.
Sure.
You want to hear for the sound? You want to hear the sound I'm in?
You have this?
I have it.
Oh, then Peter, take it over, babe.
Jalen Hurts, who are you rooting for in the World Series?
Remember, he's from Houston.
Sure.
I'm Houston born and raised. I love my city. And I'm, you know, that's my hometown, but my home now is Philly. You know, and I love this city too. That's how I deal with it.
Yeah. So he said he's rooting for the Phillies.
He did he?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it again, please.
I'm Houston born and raised. I love my city. And I'm, you know, that's my hometown, but my home now is Philly. You know, and I love this city too. That's how I deal with it.
Well, something called Eagles Nation said Jalen Hurts confirmed he'll be cheering on the Phillies this week against his hometown Astros. Now, I don't think that's cool. Now, it's probably the smart thing to do in Philly.
It's currying favor.
Right, but if I move to Los Angeles, okay, that's my new hometown, the Yankees would still be my favorite team. You don't go to root for the Angels or the Dodgers.
No.
It doesn't matter where you live.
Because
you're
no
fraud.
It's where
your fandom started.
Damn right. Now, let me say this, though. If the reason it's particularly fraudulent to me, you guys may disagree. If Philly continues to be undefeated, he could wear an Astros jersey into the tunnel before the game. Wouldn't matter. He's just got to keep winning. The problem is when you do this, your leash gets shorter when it's not working out. That's it. That's the only thing he has to think about. How are they going to treat you when the chips are down? Because I don't know if you know this about Philly fans. They can get down on their players.
But you could split the difference and root for the Astros and just not make it public. Maybe that's what he's doing. Yeah, you know, he wasn't like he was that definitive. It sounded like he's going to root for the Eagles. But, you know, deep down inside, he'll probably be rooting for the Astros. He's trying to play both sides of it so he stays out of trouble.
So that is fraud then?
Well, but what I would ask a Philly fan is, what do you expect? That he's just supposed to root for your team because he happens to live in Philadelphia?
I mean, yeah, Philly fans, you guys wouldn't do that to your team.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
So this is selection fraud.
Selection fraud.
You like it?
Wow, good stuff.
Thank you.
Really bringing your A game today.
I really feel good today.
Yeah, I can tell you showed up. Were you doing high knees last night in your bedroom while Jody was sleeping?
She wasn't sleeping, let's put it that way.
All right.
Oh, that's why you're feeling good. I've never heard of the terminology high knees.
No,
in that
but
way.
It puts my
Sex.
Mind. My imagination begins to now wander.
What that actually looks like is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, what is high knees? Good.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's what I would love. Here's what we need to get into is Bill Belichick. We played audio of him yesterday speaking.
How come he's never been called Belly?
It's a great point.
It's because of the championships.
Let's play some Belly. Here he is being asked about Mac Jones' health and the starter for this coming week.
Is it fair to say if he's healthy, he's the starter?
That's a hypothetical question. So let's see, you know, where that is and what that is.
Was Mac Jones healthy enough to play the entire game last night?
Well, that didn't happen, so that's another hypothetical question.
Oh, Belly.
He's so charming. He's
it's
so
hypothetical.
Charming.
It's a get-out-of-jail-free card that's completely made up.
Also, whether or not he was healthy on Sunday, that's not hypothetical, Belly. That's a question. Was he healthy?
That's so annoying. Let's hear from someone we love instead. Someone who
play video of me?
Someone who does articulate themselves, someone who does give you thoughts, our dear friend, Michael Greenberg, speaking about the Jets and the Giants.
I believe both teams are going to make the playoffs. The Giants, I think, are a lock. I think they could go under 500 the rest of the way and walk into the playoffs. The Jets have their work cut out for them, especially with some of the injuries, but I believe in these guys. I've made that point. I believe in the players. I believe in the coaches. I believe they're going to find ways to win. But this will be a real test of not the same old Jets. I think they're going to do it. I think both will wind up making the playoffs.
Can I tell you something about Greeny? I love him.
Go ahead.
Immense talent.
Yeah, it's great and very rich.
Very rich. He falls in and out of love like a high school sophomore.
Oh, He wears his heart on his sleeve for his Jets.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's feeling it right now. Listen, I get it. I get it. Guys, come on. You guys both know. Commanders win this weekend. You guys know I'm coming in next week feeling like we're making a run. You know. We're only one win away from me believing again.
See, but here's the difference, okay? Greeny's a professional.
Not when it comes to the Jets, though.
It's really not. He's not. He's me. Let's be honest. He's me, except he's Greeny, so he's allowed to talk about his team constantly on a national platform. The only difference between me and Greeny is that I don't have the clout to ramble on about the Commies, okay?
Also hurts you we're not in Washington.
Well, but he's not. He's in more than just New York.
You know how a good comeback by you.
Don, you know how you say this isn't North Dakota, this is New York?
Right.
In the case of Greeny, guess what? It's also North Dakota. He's doing it all. But no, he's a real fan.
But he's also the fan talk show host combination. This now gives him the avenue to kill them and go typical Jets if they don't make it. These injuries are pretty significant. As Dan Orlovsky said, the injury to the O-line is probably bigger than the loss of Hall. And, you know, if they're not ready to unload Wilson yet, you know, how are they gonna move the ball? I just
Elijah
don't think
Moore is
going to
have
good,
a monstrous game on Sunday, Elijah Moore.
Speaking of monster games, you guys know who the defensive player of the week was in the AFC?
Oh. It's either gravy or sauce.
Oh, it's sauce.
That's right. Gravy Gardner. Young Sauce. The AFC Defensive Player of the Week after that win against the Broncos.
Hey, Sauce, welcome!
He allowed 16 yards on 10 targets. He had 10 tackles, 3 pass breakups. His total for pass breakups this season is 12. 2 big end zone breakups. Unbelievable. By the way, he's not the only Broco player to get props this week.
Well, who's the other Broco player?
I did not say Brokel.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Nah, I think you did. You might just a little. Yeah, just
you
a
heard
bit.
Brokel?
You certainly didn't Brokel. Say local.
I said Brokel.
That's, yes. What it, that's what I heard.
The only Brokel player.
Local. You don't even know when you're messing up.
You know, this is like that guy, and it just shows you commercials do not work on me. But I do watch them. The commercial where they review like mistakes that were made. Like that's kind of what we're doing here.
We do it on the show.
I didn't
all the time.
Say it. Oh, let's go to the review. Peter threw the red flag and lost the challenge.
Can we play this out again? Let's do the exact same thing again. And pretend that I didn't hear the clip.
Okay.
You said Blokel. Go ahead.
Right.
Say it.
Blokel.
You said Blokel.
I did not say Blokel. The only Blokel player. No, don't play that. I did not play Blokel.
You got a challenge?
Now you're asking for the challenge. I willing to challenge it?
Yeah. Are you?
I'm not confident enough to waste a challenge here.
Oh, okay. Well,
I would not have thrown the flag. I would not have thrown the flag.
Before you had seen the video and the audio, would you have been confident?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Say Blokel.
Even prior to the audio, I assumed with the confidence you guys both had, I must have been wrong.
Now, let's go deeper into this. What do you think went wrong with the wiring of your brain? You meant to say local. You threw a B in there that had no business being there, and you went local. What happened? Forget about, like, flags and challenges. I'm more concerned what happened in the wiring.
I think it's that we were talking about the London game,
right?
And I was thinking of the word bloke. I was like, not the only local bloke. That's what I was –
that's not what you're going to say.
If you said Jokel, I could say, well, because Jones is the offensive player of the week, and Jones was on your mind, or –
I think
Giants
it's because I was going to say player. I think it was somehow if the player was getting in there and then the plocal.
I
got
to tell you what, Peter. You know I love you, and we've been together a
long
time.
You want me to get checked out? Go
no,
to a doctor.
Now I'm really concerned.
See?
Right. We're going to play the game now.
That's not normal, going to blocal.
So we're going to play the game now. Brain tumor or nah?
Oh, no. My God. That's too soon. Daniel Jones is the blocal player I was talking about. The only local player. Big
now, Don,
game.
You heard it before I picked on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you're going to leave it alone.
Yeah. 3
days,
on the other hand.
3 days after becoming the first Giant ever with 200 passing yards and 100 rushing yards in a game, he was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Third time in his career?
Yay! 19 to 30, 202 yards, 32-yard touchdown to Slayton. Really, really. And by the way, fourth consecutive game, no interception.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy's rolling a little bit, guys. Just a little bit.
No, he has done well with the turnovers, but you said something very intelligent earlier in the show.
Better than Blokel?
Can he stay healthy? Because that's the other knock on him.
I think he said Blelthy.
that is just not true. No, you're right. That could ruin the sample. We got to hope against hope that doesn't happen. Mad Dog was on First Take. You know it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday is Mad Dog Day.
Let's hear from Mad Dog.
How about this report in MLB.com that says the Dodgers might be interested in Aaron Judge and then put Mookie Betts at second base? Here's the franchise that gave $180 million to Freeman. They gave Betts $400 million. They have more money than God ever won since 88 in 162-game schedule. And now they want to bring Judge in to play right field? The Dodgers did absolutely nothing offensively against San Diego when they lost. And Judge, by the way, wasn't exactly Ruth and Garrick against the Guardians and the Astros. But now the Dodgers who don't spend enough money, gotta spend another $400 million. Enough with the Dodgers going out there and poaching all these players from other organizations. That has me bothered.
It's amazing. You can never please everybody. So Yankee fans want the Yankees to have a $400 million payroll. The Dodgers seem very, very willing to go with a very high payroll. Russo hates it. But doesn't that sound, Don, like a Giants fan that
that's what
doesn't
I heard.
Want the Dodgers to get better?
That's right. I thought his black and orange was showing there, Don.
Yeah, because I really wasn't sure what he was saying, because it sounds like if you came up short offensively, wouldn't you want to go out and get the best bat? But
right,
I guess he's sick and tired of them spending all the money that they're spending. But they did win 111 games in the regular season. It just hasn't worked out in the postseason.
If they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don, and they did the same thing? Boy, the phones would be lit today on the...
Ooh,
111 means nothing.
Giuseppe DeMelfi.
Guys, on this day,
ooh, piano?
In sports history, we go all the way back.
A harp.
I think it's more of a harp. Yeah.
To the
right.
Year 2000.
In the year 2000.
Watson gets into one to center. Back is Brian Williams. A three-peat. The New York Yankees. For the third time in a row, fourth time in 5 years, and 26th time in franchise history, they are the world champions.
Bring back the old days.
Yeah, a lot of people would like that feeling. Not Mets fans, because that's the Yankees beating the Mets in the Subway Series back in 2000 for their 26th championship. And that will do it for ENN on your favorite local radio station, 98.7 ESPN.